Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Do you wonder if anyone in the religious world is deceived? Do you ever wonder if you are deceived? If you have been deceived, would you like to know about it? A simple illustration may help us to understand the seriousness of being deceived. Suppose a stock salesman comes to your house and offers you stock in a dot-com company. He promises you the stock's value will double in just 1 year. Would you want to know whether he was representing a bogus company? We do not want to be deceived about the products or services for which we pay our hard-earned money. Is it less important if we are deceived about spiritual matters? Paul urged his Corinthian brothers and sisters, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6:9. Is Paul arguing that those who are unrighteous are going to be lost eternally? What else could he mean? The Apostle Paul did not want anyone to be deceived into believing that men and women can live for the devil all their lives, then die and go to heaven. The word deceive comes from the Greek planao, a word related to plane, from which we get our English word planet. The word means to go astray, to wander, or in the passive voice, to be led astray. In his Sermon on the Mount of Olives, Jesus used the word four times. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. For there shall rise false prophets and false Christs that would show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Matthew 24:4-5, 11-24. Incidentally, the word is also translated go astray, out of the way, and wandered. In our text, "be not deceived," 1 Corinthians 6:9, the verb is passive and means to be led astray or to be deluded. The verb is given in the form of a command and means stop being deceived. In his excellent set of books, Word Pictures in the New Testament, Dr. A.T. Robertson writes concerning the expression, "do not be deceived." Do not be led astray by plausible talk to cover up sin as mere animal behaviorism. Volume 4, page 119. If we cannot be led astray, or if being led astray does not endanger our souls, why does Paul warn against the danger of being deceived? James and John use language that is similar to what I have read to you from 1 Corinthians. James warned, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." James 1:16. The Apostle John understood the danger of being deceived. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. I shall read two other passages from Paul's epistles. "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." 1 Corinthians 15:33. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." Galatians 6:7. It hurts me to have to say it, but some preachers do deceive their listeners. For example, John Hagee's latest book, Jerusalem Countdown, A Warning to the World, says, "We are going to discover we are facing a countdown in the Middle East, a Jerusalem countdown, a battle such as the world has never seen or will ever see again. It is a countdown that will usher in the end of the world." Pages 1 and 2. Hagee also affirms, "The final battle for Jerusalem is about to begin." Page 3. Tragically, he does not know that. Nobody knows it. That is deceiving people. Thank you, and may God bless you.